بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وآل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, I'm Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and this is another one of our short reminders. Today I want to talk to you about Al-Ikhlas, all of our actions, inside and outside of Ramadan. But again, we're talking specifically right now about our fasting because of the fact that we're in Ramadan. Now, there's a hadith that all of us have heard a million and one times since we've been Muslim. And this is that hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. That verily deeds are based upon their niyyah, or their intentions, and that every individual will be given the reward for that which they have intended. Then he says, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So whoever's hijrah was to Allah and His Messenger, then his hijrah was to Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِهُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. And whoever's hijrah was for a piece of the dunya that they wanted to gain, or a woman that they wanted to marry, then their hijrah was to that thing that they made hijrah for. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is the importance of making our intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Allah alone, for the purpose of pleasing Allah and the purpose of gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and rahmah and mercy and the forgiveness of Allah, and not making our intention for other things. And we all know from experience that during the month of Ramadan, there are those people who fast because everyone else is fasting. There are those people who leave off food only when they're in front of other people because they want to make it look as though they're fasting. This happens with young. It happens with the older. It happens with the middle-aged crowd. It happens with everyone. This is not a situation that only affects a certain age groups. This is why it's imperative that we remind one another on a regular basis that we're doing what we're doing لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلِلَّهِ وَحْدَى. That we're doing what we're doing for Allah alone and for no other reason. That we're leaving off our food only for the purpose of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget everyone else, anybody that's around us and things along these sorts. We're doing it to please Allah. That we're making a conscious effort. That we're doing something that's going to benefit us by leaving off that which we want for Allah ta'ala's pleasure. We need to forget everyone else that's around us, everyone else that's seeing us, worrying about whether we should be alright to sneak something here or sneak something there because of the fact that no one's able to see us. We need to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees all, He knows all. We need to keep in mind that we're doing all that we're doing, we're reciting the Quran the way we should be doing it for the efforts of pleasing Allah, not to stand up in front of everyone so that we don't sound funny when we lead Taraweeh, but we're practicing our Quran, we're memorizing our Quran while we're fasting so that Allah will be pleased with us. That we're leaving off our food and our drink so that Allah will be pleased with us, so that Allah will reward us. Because this is the way we're going to get the reward that we're looking for. If what we're trying to do is fool the people, we may be able to fool the people. But at the end of the day, what have we gotten out of our fast? Nothing. We've been hungry part of the day or all of the day, or be thirsty part of the day or some of the day. Why? Because we wanted to fool the people. This is what we've done. But yawm al-qiyamah, what are we going to get out of it? We may get absolutely nothing. Because of the fact that our intention wasn't where it's supposed to be. So we just want to remind you, even before that, we want to remind ourselves. We want to remind those people that we're around, those people that we love, the people that we care about, on a daily basis, that we have to remember that we're doing what we're doing for Allah and for Allah alone. No one and everyone else does not matter. Nothing else matters. But the fact that we're leaving off what we're leaving off to gain Allah's pleasure and His forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people that He is most pleased with from amongst our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make beloved to us His obedience. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.